meilleur moyen pour qu'on fait ça, c'est peut-être mettre une chat là.
So, put into the chat some scriptures that maybe a Calvinist might use to support their position. Their position that we are totally depraved. And that there are two groups, the elect and the reprobate. That God predestines those who are saved. And that we can't lose our salvation. What scriptures did we come up with? I can't see the list, so I don't know.
Okay, let me see. There's something up. There is one in the chat, Ephesians 1, verse 4, 5. Ephesians 1, verse 4 and 5.
Okay.
So we have 1 John 3, 16, or is it, yeah, 1 John 3, 16. We have again Ephesians 1. This one is Ephesians 1, 11. And we have Romans 8, 29 to 30.
Yeah, let's look at Ephesians 1, 4, and 5.
Okay, on regarde Ephesians 1, 4, 5.
That's a great example.
Ça, c'est un bel exemple.
You want to read that? Do you have a French Bible in front of you?
Si bon moun ki gen Bible en français, on kapab li Ephesians 1, verset 4, 5.
En lui, Dieu nous a élus avant la fondation du monde pour que nous soyons saints et irrépréhensibles devant lui. Nous ayons prédestiné dans son amour à être ses enfants d'adoption par Jésus-Christ. Selon le bon plaisir de sa volonté.
All right, we see the vocabulary of predestination here, don't we?
Nous avons vocabulaire prédestination là, pas vrai?
And it says he chose us.
Il dit que il choisit, non?
So the first time you read this scripture,
première fois que vous lisez écriture ça,
it would appear to be friendly to the Calvinistic predestination, yes?
Il apparaît que lui amicable avec Calvinisme de destination.
And what about Romans 8, 29 and 30?
Et Romains 8, 29, 30.
This is probably the most famous scripture that's used to support Calvinism.
Ça peut être le fameux en support de Calvinisme.
So could somebody read Romans 8, 29 and 30?
Est-ce qu'on va lire Romains 8, verset
30? Oui. Oui. Quand ceux qu'il a connus d'avance, il les a aussi prédestinés à être semblables à l'image de son fils, afin que son fils soit le premier-né de plusieurs frères. Et ceux qu'il a prédestinés, il les a aussi appelés, et ceux qu'il a appelé, il les a aussi justifiés. Et ceux qu'il a justifiés, il les a aussi glorifiés. Nous ayant prédestinés dans son amour à être ses enfants d'adoption par Jésus-Christ selon le bon plaisir de sa volonté.
Right, so when you read this scripture,
oui, là, non, lis, écoute ça.
The first reading, a simple, straightforward reading. It seems to support the Calvinist position, doesn't it? Can we have maybe two more?
So we have here Let's see what's next.
By the way, 1 John 3:16 does not support Calvinism. But maybe some others.
There is Romans 9, verse 11.
Good. Let's read that one.
Et on lit ça, Romains 9, verset 11.
Car, quoi que les enfants ne puissent pas encore naître, et qu'ils n'eussent fait ni bien ni mal, afin que le dessein d'élection de Dieu subsista, sans dépendre des œuvres et par la seule volonté de celui qui appelle.
Thank you. Again, you see the word election. Regina?
I'm sorry, I was looking.
Yeah.
Oui, là nous, merci, là nous voyons le mot élection.
Did you know the Bible talked about the elect?
Est-ce que tu connais que la Bible parle de élu?
It does, actually.
Oui, il parle de élu.
Now, I'm going to take scriptures that disprove Calvinism. But first, let me respond to these scriptures. By the way, to this list, I would add a couple of other passages. I would add Romans chapter 8. Verse 37 through 39, where he says, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, or anything else can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. A few years ago, I was asked to teach a class. It was for a conference in
San Diego.
On the doctrine of predestination. I was so surprised they asked me to teach that class. We don't normally have classes like that at our conferences. And they put me in the smallest room. They thought no one would be interested in learning about that. But the room was packed. People standing in the corner and sitting on the floor. And people out in the hallway. I started my class by asking, how many of you believe in predestination? In the entire room, only one person raised their hand. I raised my hand. I believe in predestination. We have the scriptures. It says it right there. So, does that mean I'm a Calvinist? Absolutely not. I don't agree with total depravity. I don't believe in unconditional election. I don't agree with anything in Calvinism. But I do believe in predestination. And I believe that God predestined every single one of us for heaven. He didn't predestine anyone for hell. But he gave us free will. We can either accept his election. We can either accept his predestination. Or we can reject them. So it, the key point is in Romans
8:29.
It says, those God foreknew, he also predestined. But I believe that God knows everything before it happens. And as a human being, it seems like foreknowledge and predestination should be the same thing. But that's not true.
Mais c'est pas vrai.
Everyone is predestined to salvation.
Tout le monde prédestiné pour salut.
But not all of them are called, verse 30.
Mais c'est pas tout le monde qui appelé. Regardez dans verset 30.
And not all those who are called are saved.
Et c'est pas tout le monde qui a appelé et qui sauvé.
Or justified in verse 30.
Ou bien justifié, regardez dans verset 30.
And not all those who are justified or saved are make it to heaven. And then Paul gives a number of examples in chapter
9.
It says, God chose Jacob, not Esau.
Il dit que bon Dieu choisit Jacob, non pas Esaü.
Why did he do that?
Pour qui ça que bon Dieu fait ça?
So that we could be saved.
Pour que nous capables sauver.
God hardened Pharaoh's heart.
Bon Dieu t'a endurci que Pharaon.
Why did he do that?
Pour qu'il t'a fait ça.
So that we could be saved.
Pour que nous capables sauver.
Every part of God's predestination is for salvation, and none of it is for damnation.
Now,
we reached the end of our 2 hours, and I'm not done with this subject. But can we share 3 or 4 scriptures that prove that this is a false doctrine? What verses did you come up with? Maybe it's in the chat.
Let's see.
Romans 2, verse 7.
Romans 2, verse 7. Do you want somebody to read it, John?
Sure.
I'm going to believe Romans 2, verse 7, s'il vous plaît.
I would read verse 7 and 8, actually.
Okay, verse 7. Romains 2, verset 7 et 8.
I can't read it. I only have the English.
Okay, I have it too.
Great.
À ceux qui, par leur persévérance dans le bien, recherchent la gloire, l'honneur et l'immortalité, il donnera la vie éternelle. Mais pour ceux qui cherchent leur propre intérêt, qui rejettent la vérité et suivent le mal, il y aura de la colère et de la colère.
Good. Let's take maybe 2 more scriptures.
Ok, on prend 2 autres écritures encore.
Marc 16, verset 16.
Marc 16:16.
Okay. That's not in the original Mark, but ignore that. Okay.
Mark 16:16.
Okay, good. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. That's a good one.
Ça c'est un bon exemple. Marc 16, verset 16. Celui qui croira et se fera baptiser sera sauvé, mais celui qui ne croira pas sera condamné.
Jesus came to save, not to condemn.
Jésus vient pour sauver, non pas pour condamner.
1 Timothy, God desires all people to be saved.
En 1 Timothée, dit que bon Dieu désire pour tout le monde sauvé.
1 John chapter 2, Jesus died for the sins of the whole world.
First John chapter 2.
Well, I already went too long.
First John chapter 2, Jesus desire pour tout le monde sauvé. Et déjà, moi, avancé un peu longtemps.
It's already 11 o'clock.
Et déjà 11 heures.
We should end, but maybe we could take two questions.
Okay, John.
What do you think of Judas? Was he predestined to betray Christ?
Yes.
To not say that he was predestined to go to hell.
Very good. That is a great question.
Ça, c'est une belle question.
No one is predestined to go to hell.
Pas de monde qui est prédestiné pour aller dans l'enfer.
And God never steals free will. Was it predestined that Judas would betray Jesus? Absolutely.
Bien sûr, absolument.
It's prophesied in Zechariah chapter 11.
C'était prophétisé dans Zacharie chapitre 11.
But what's not prophesied is that Judas would go to hell. Judas could have repented. Who betrayed Jesus worse, Peter or Judas? Whose betrayal was more terrible, that of Peter or Judas? I say they're about equal. What's the difference? Peter repented and Judas did not. Peter was saved and Judas was lost. But I'm convinced that his going to hell was not predestined. Same with Pharaoh. Pharaoh came very close to repenting. He almost was converted. And yet he chose, but ultimately he rebelled. Now, I already said that every single predestined action on the part of God is for our salvation. That's something for you to think about. Maybe I'm wrong. You should check it out for yourself. Even if you look in Romans chapter
9,
all his examples were in order that we be saved, not lost.
Tout exemple, c'est que pour nous sauver, non pas pour nous perdre.
So that's God's predestination.
Ça, c'est prédestination, bon Dieu.
And I believe he did not predestine Judas for hell.
Et moi, je crois que lui pas prédestiné Judas pour aller dans l'enfer.
But that's a really great question.
Mais c'est une belle question.
All right, let's take one more question because we really need to finish. And we'll take more next week.
There's one in the chat. It says, what was the principal reason that made the Anabaptists... I'm sorry. Let me just read this again.
Yeah.
Ok, qui principale raison qui fait Anabaptistio t'es boulé ou bien t'es blé?
T'es blé.
Oh, blé.
Oui.
Qui principale raison qui fait Anabaptistio t'es blé? Faut que mon adulte ou qu'a baptisé. Et moi, t'as remé qu'on est arrivé ça. Qui peut se parler qui fait un baptiste si tu veux pour mon adulte avant que tu sois baptisé? Ok. The question is, what was the principal reason that the Anabaptists wanted people to be an adult in order for them to be baptized? I'd like to know your thoughts on that. I mean, I think you already answered the question, but
yeah. That's the easiest question I've been asked in this entire class.
C'est quelque chose qui est plus facile que nous poser en toute façon.
Because prior to baptism,
parce que avant le baptême,
faith is required.
La foi est, c'est un critère.
And repentance is required.
Et le critère là, c'est repentance.
And only a tiny baby cannot repent of their sins. And a tiny baby cannot have faith in God. The most obvious possible teaching of the Bible is this. It makes absolutely no sense to baptize a little baby. That's so obvious.
Il est très évident dans la Bible que il pas fait aucun sens pour un baptiser un petit bébé.
And like I said, Zwingli was briefly convinced of this argument from the Bible.
Et comme dit non, Zwingli was
originally he was convinced of this teaching from the Bible.
Et Zwingli originellement était convaincu de l'idée ça dans la Bible.
And only later, he used a very creative argument.
C'est après longtemps qu'il a utilisé un argument créatif.
To explain his false doctrine.
Pour expliquer doctrine fausse.
Because obviously, Zwingli understood faith is necessary for salvation.
Évidemment, Zwingli connaît que la foi c'est important pour salut.
And obviously also understood that a tiny baby can't have faith.
Évidemment, de comprendre que un petit bébé pas capable de la foi.
So that left him in a bad place doctrinally.
Ça a quitté lui dans une mauvaise position doctrinement.
So that's when he invented the idea that baptism is like circumcision.
Et c'est ça que fait David inventer l'idée que baptême c'est comme une circoncision.
That it's merely a symbol of something that God has already done.
Que c'est un symbole de ça que bon Dieu déjà fait.
But the Anabaptists were just reading the Bible.
Mais Anabaptistio était juste appelé du blanc.
Peter said, repent and be baptized.
Qui a dit, repenti et baptisé.
He was not talking to the 1-month-old babies. All right, great. I'm sure there are more questions. But let's save them for next time. And don't forget your assignments, which is to maintain a journal from your reading. I don't know if you got volume 4 of my church history, but you will soon. And as you read volume 4, just keep a journal. No quiz next week. And remember, 2 weeks from today we'll have no class. But we'll continue on the 30th. That's when we'll have our fourth quiz.
Our fourth quiz?
Yeah. And don't forget, you need to come up with a topic you're going to write a short paper on. Maybe you could do a paper about Augustine. Or maybe about the Anabaptists. So, we're done for the day. Let's have a prayer.
Okay, nous finissons pour aujourd'hui à prier.
Okay, thank you so much, John. Thank you so much, Regina. We got an incredible class. And we want to say thank you to God. And say thank you to Regina and John. So let's pray. And let's read. Last building is here. Merci parce que, vous apprenez nous à pied le bagage. Prière, c'est que vous toujours continuez, prendre soin de John, de Gina, mon Dieu. Bah, vous sentez qu'il est robuste pour que nous continuions à travailler, à apprendre et mettre en pratique, mon Dieu, pour bien faire des oies, mon Dieu. Priez, Seigneur, vous bénis. T'as fait la passer là, c'est que vraiment la société et de l'église pardon, pardon, pour votre Dieu. Amen.
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 Eh bien, ok. Parce que mon qui vient à
question,
parce que écrit et puis semaine d'abîner, n'a pas été que nous reposer encore. Ok? Eh bien, encore merci tout le monde. Merci John. Merci encore, Regina, notre grand, vous connaissez ça.
All right, people can open up their mics, I guess.
Microphone, non, si, non, je suis fait en une fraternelle.